war?
Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit. Look, I don't have to do this.
You don't have any choice.
I am trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Friends, this is your co-host, Will Bluewater. Join us now to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Aho. As Bluewater, seventh great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho.
Of a Native American church spokesman person gal chief person with many names. Joy Graves has got a few things to say, and we don't want to take away from her time. So Joy, take it away.
Okay, well, just kind of an update. As many of our listeners and members and supporters are aware, we have an internal situation of some unauthorized churches being sold by those that the Mother Church had thought that we could trust as representatives of the church. Those people have been terminated and severed as far as any professional or other affiliation with us, and we thought that that would solve the problem. However, as the investigation is continuing, we have now tracked down, I would say, about 20 new churches right now that are out there operating in California. We don't know about other states at this point, but we are still looking. And we're concerned because they are not authorized. There's no recording or paperwork. The mother church doesn't even know who these people are who have purchased these churches. But we do know that between the Bureau of Indian Affairs as well as the Drug Enforcement Agency, there is inquiry as to which churches we have in California that are authorized. And unfortunately, we don't know any of these churches. But according to the state of California, they are registered as being incorporated with the state. So I'll begin with four of them that have the registered agent listed as Matthew Pappas, former Aquaba attorney. Those four churches are Haruta Church of Onak Incorporated. It was filed May 2nd of this year. Entity number is C3902973. Second, we have the Manzanita Church of Onak Incorporated, which was filed also May 2nd, 2016. Entity number is C3902974.
You have reached the maximum message recording time. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To review your message, press 2. To erase
Hello?
And re-record, press 3.
Yeah,
Hello?
Go ahead.
Please
go
select
ahead.
Your option now. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To review your message, press 2.
Just,
to erase and re-record, press 3.
Hang on a second. Some kind
okay.
of, just relax. I have no idea what's going on here.
Please select your option now. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To review your message, press 2. To erase and re-record.
Okay, apparently you're still having problems with Mark. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay, go ahead. Apparently Mark's not back on. Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
Okay. The third church under Matthew Pappas as the agent would be Mesa Grande Church of Onak Incorporated, also filed May 2nd, 2016. Entity number is C3902972. And the fourth one is Pines Church of Onak Incorporated, also filed May 2nd, 2016, with an entity number of C3902971. As unfortunate as it is for me to have to include this, we have also found one illegitimate church that's established with a registered agent being Charnel James. That church is called Damview Church of Onak Incorporated. It was filed May 13th, 2016, with an entity number C3907541. And I will touch on that in a minute as to why that's an unfortunate thing to have to report at the time. But the main result we're finding thus far comes from an associate that came involved with Aquaba through Mr. Pappas by the name of Patrick McNeil. There are 15 illegitimate churches that are currently operating in California, listing him as the registered agent. I'll list those, and then I'll explain what being registered agent is meaning as far as the way these churches have been functioning, and then I'll kind of summarize as subtle as I can, you know, what this means and what's going to happen. But the 15 that are listed with Patrick McNeil as the agent are the Arbor Verde Onak Incorporated, which was filed January 28, 2016. Entity number is C3869485. Then there is the Arbor Vitae Onak Incorporated, which was filed January 25th, 2016, entity number C3868335. Then there is the Celtic Onak Ministry Incorporated, filed on the 25th of January with an entity number of C3868508. There's the Circle of Life, ONAC Incorporated, filed on January 28th of this year. Entity number C38-69483. The Garden of Life, ONAC Incorporated, filed February 17th, 2016, with an entity number of C38-76474. We have the Life Churches of ONAC Incorporated, filed on 25th of February 2016, entity number C38-79516. Life Spring ONAC Ministries Incorporated, filed on January 22nd of this year, entity number is C38-67715. The ONAC of Arroyo Seco Incorporated, on February 16th of this year, entity number is C38-76452. Then we have the ONAC of San Gabriel Incorporated on February 16th as well, with the entity number of C38-76023. We have ONAC of San Pascal Incorporated also February 16th this year, entity number C38-76025. We have the River of Life ONAC Incorporated. It was filed January 25th, 2016. Entity number is C38-68510. We have the Sea of Life ONAC, which I will also address this church in a little bit more detail in a moment. They were incorporated January 28th, 2016. C38-69484. We have the Tree of Life ONAC, filed January 25th, 2016. That is one that I personally was involved in the shutdown of a few weeks ago. I think we touched on that on the last show. Entity number was C38-68336. We have Trinity ONAC Incorporated, which was filed February 16th of this year, with an entity number C38-76453, and the Zai Shao ONAC Incorporated, January 25th, 2016, with the entity number of C38-68337. The importance of announcing listed one by one of these operating churches is because there is no record with the Mother Church of any of these churches being valid in any way. Many of these churches, such as the one in Lomita, I believe that one is the Sea of Life, they're operating dispensing sacraments. And that's kind of where this victimization shows that it stemmed from, is California, since they have passed 215, has had a lot of controversy and a lot of gray area when it comes to regulating their medical cannabis use, and SB 420 only made that worse. I don't know why the community has continued to struggle with trying to get an adequate regulation for it in all these years, but I guess there's just too many wolves in the pack down there to get someone to sit down and actually just write something that would get it straight. But here and there, recently what we had found was, initiating last summer, I would say, counties and cities down there began enforcing moratorium type of laws, where the certain cities and certain counties would make a decision to say that no more dispensing was going to be allowed in their jurisdiction. And so as these dispensary operators were doing their business and suddenly banned from where they were doing it, apparently they were approached by Mr. Pappas and various people in his team, and encouraged that if they were willing to pay up to around $100,000 a church branch, that they would incorporate these churches that we're finding now and give them legal protection under Aquila's position within the law and our DEA controlled substance number. And ultimately, because the Mother Church has no record of these people or these blessings or haven't had anything recorded with the state of Utah, as these people are operating, such as the one in Lolita, I know, because I just had a church member confirm to me yesterday that they are operating. They were put on notice by the member that they were illegitimate and that there therefore is no legal protection for them at all. Of course, they didn't want to hear that, and they are continuing to operate anyway. But the bottom line is there is no protection for these churches at this time by Aquaba Native American Church. And what that means is at any time, whether it's the BIA or whether it's the DEA or whether it's the county sheriff or, you know, whoever it may be, they can come in on these churches, well, these places that think they're churches, and they can basically arrest them and charge them and ultimately likely convict them for selling cannabis based on the state law, being that it's not allowed to be done where they're doing it. And so the Mother Church and I are trying to, you know, get our legal team, and we have a new legal team now, obviously. Can't count on Mr. Pappas anymore. But we're trying to get a hold of these people in operating these churches and get them to understand that they were taken advantage of and that they have no legal protection from Aquaba at this time. And we would like to, you know, have contact with them in the hopes of maybe figuring out a way to fix this atrocious tragedy that's gone on, because Aquaba's here to help people, and we know that the people that are going into these alleged churches are doing so because they're needing to obtain the sacrament, and we understand the importance of their ability to be able to do that. But at this point, when we have no record of them and we don't even know who these people are that have paid this money for these things, legally right now, all we know is who the registered agent is. Now, I said before I would explain what that means. The registered agent of these churches, our understanding thus far, and we are still investigating this, so this is not set in stone conclusion, but this is what we're finding so far. The registered agents of these facilities are getting in addition to being paid for these church branch titles, which, like I said, is upward of around $100,000 a piece, some or less, some we found have paid more. In addition to paying that, they are actually receiving a tithing from these individual branches. Some branches, we're understanding, are giving a weekly tithing of 5% of what they make. And also, some of them report that in addition to the tithes, they are also giving sacrament, ounces of sacrament as well as their tithes. The registered agents of these churches are the ones that are receiving these funds. And that really scares those of us in Aquaba trying to fix this situation and protect these victims. It sets them up for a RICO situation here, the way that they're functioning. And it's just scary because we don't know who these people are. We don't know how many others there are. We don't know if this is just in California alone that this was going on. Like, I mean, we still have a lot of work and investigation to do. But to get a better idea, and I'm going to focus here on Patrick McNeil, because 15 of these churches are registered to him. So these branches, some of these branches are reported to getting around $30,000 a day coming in. And so for him to be receiving 5% of theirs, you know, this is not something, especially in California, that you want to play with the IRS with. And so I'm focusing here on Patrick McNeil, and I sent a link to you, Blue Water, in hopes that you might put it up on your site for people to look at on their own. According to the California State Bar, Patrick McNeil's record pretty much would paint the best picture I can possibly think of to explain how this victimization happened to these people. Pretty much, I think it says it the best. I don't know if I should really try to explain it myself, but basically, he was an attorney at one point, and then he was disbarred because he was doing some questionable practices. And let's see, he got his bar number is 62102, and you can look this up at members.calbar.ca.gov, and you'll see. He got his bar license in 1974, December, and by December of 96, he was no longer eligible to practice law. In 1997, he was active, but in 2003, he was again not eligible to practice law. In 2004, he went active, and then again in 2004, not even a month later, he was not eligible to practice law. In 2010, that goes on, but skip up here to 2010, he was disbarred. And when you look down, it starts to give you actions affecting his ability. It talks about where he was disciplined with suspensions, where he was disbarred, he was ordered inactive. But if you scroll down a little farther on researching him, is when you're going to find California Bar Journal discipline summaries. And in there, it pretty much lays it out. I mean, he was disbarred in 2010. They started talking about that he failed to return unearned fees. He failed to perform legal services. He failed to account for client funds. He failed to communicate with his clients. He refused to cooperate with the bar's investigation. It states he committed acts of moral turpitude. He was found commingling personal and client funds in a trust account, and he was also found abandoning clients. There was a note in there from the judge who had recommended his disbarment, where I quote him as saying, he repeatedly committed misconduct during 21 of the 35 years of his practice. This is his seventh disciplinary proceeding. Probation and suspension have been proven inadequate to prevent continued misconduct, and no compelling mitigation has been shown. Now, the reason I mention that, and there is, I mean, if you scroll down the page, you're going to see there's notes going from 2004, 2003, 1996, where he's just totally painting the perfect picture of how this illegitimate church scam has been going on and what's been going on to the people taken advantage of. And so, again, I sent you a link to that, the water, in the hopes that, you know, we can let the viewers and those
yeah, it's up.
Look for
there's no room to put it on this interview page, but it's up on the Auckland Native American Church of the White Roots of Peace Facebook page. And
okay.
But I think that pretty much says it all. I appreciate
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, so what happened a few weeks ago is when I was called to go down and shut down one of these churches where Mr. McNeil was actually at, he, of course, called the police on me and said I was threatening him because I was threatening, you know, to sink his little boat there. He had a guy in his office actually handing him $13,000 in cash in a payment. He had just stopped off and picked up another $12,000 from a woman in Chico. And the guys who brought my attention to this from the Ranchera were supposed to give him $12,500. When I put him on notice that he was running an illegitimate church and I told him he was to immediately stop, we have video showing where Mr. McNeil was very calm, not surprised, and agreed that he would immediately cease in operating his fake churches. But like I said, we're getting reports that these churches that I've listed here are still operating. And like I say, they are still giving their tithes to Mr. McNeil. Mr. McNeil has completely taken advantage of these people, that they're not aware of it. And like I said, we're trying to figure out how to get a hold of all of them. We do know that a lot of your listeners are in the California area, and we're hoping that this will help get that information out and get that to them. We encourage them to contact, you know, us. They can contact me. They can contact James and Linda Mooney. They can contact the Mother Church through the website. We need to get a hold of them. We need to figure out what, if anything, we can do to help these people as far as their victimization and their suffering. The Mother Church is highly recommending that the people who have been taken by these people consider at the very minimal civil action, civil lawsuits, if not criminal. We have found a lot of these people to be tribal members. We have found a lot of these people to be elders. And I know in California they take financial elder abuse very seriously down there. But these guys have to stop being paid money that they're not entitled to. Because they've stolen enough from these people. And we also need to make sure that these people get noticed, you know, that they're not legally protected by Aquilepus Point in any way before they find out the hard way, because it would be the most devastating of all to see people unaware of being victimized in this way, being informed of that as they're being handcuffed and put in jail and charged with things that could put them away from, you know, anywhere from a year to 25 years, maybe even more. I mean, we just, at this point, we just want to try to get the word out so we can help to prevent any more harm to the people that have been victimized. And also, too, we want to make it very clear, Aqua, the Native American Church, has no tolerance for scamming. We are not a church that is here for profiteering. We have not been aware of these things until recently. We are still actively investigating. And before I close, I mentioned also when I had to list the one church that registers the agent as Charnel James. The reason this is hard for us to have to do at this time, because thus far, Charnel has proven to be a pretty trustable attorney in Central California when it comes to protecting cannabis patients and cannabis activism and related cases down there. And we don't know how it is that Charnel became the registered agent of the one church. We could speculate that perhaps when she was recruited in by Mr. Pappas as a counseling legal counseling team member, that her payment might have been this branch. There's no proof at this point. I want to emphasize this, especially with cannabis listeners. There's no proof at this point that Charnel James knew that this branch that she's now the registered agent of is an illegitimate branch. And if anything, I would personally lean toward, knowing Charnel personally, the fact that she probably was led to believe that it was a legitimate church and probably was offered to her in exchange for her helping with some of the legal cases we had with members in California. I know that she is still helping some associates of Aquila that have cases down there. And I know that, you know, her help on those cases are invaluable to these people. So I just want to kind of emphasize, because I'm getting a lot of reports, I'm getting a lot of calls of concern as to, does Charnel know, was she involved in the scam, you know, or is she a victim? At this point, we don't know, because the investigation is not completely done. And even though she does have the one church, again, I want to make it clear that that doesn't mean that she was knowingly involved in the scam. And I personally would think that she was probably victimized, you know, misled into that position probably by what they called Team Pappas. because, I mean, it pretty much shows. You look at Pat McNeil's record, he was the perfect recruit for this kind of a scam. And the most churches are in his name. And then there's the four that are from Mr. Pappas himself, which is the one that was rubber stamping these churches and making them look real. So, you know, at that point, I think that that's all really that I can think to say in regards to what we're dealing with and what's going on as far as the corruption, you know. But I do so, and I want to kind of say that, you know, Aqaba is, though we are a private members association entity, whatever you want to call us, we are voluntarily coming out public with this because we're wanting to help protect people. That's what this church is about. It's about protecting the people, protecting the rights to the sacraments, the rights to our culture, heritage, and these things. And to have this going on in such a big way and such a scary way for these victims, because they're now out there subject to prison and they don't even know it. We're coming out and we're addressing these things publicly because we're hoping to find the victims and we're hoping to help get them protected in however way we can within our means and ability to. We are willing to work with them. We are, you know, but we are not, and I want to emphasize, Aqaba is not looking to start sacrament dispensary stores. So if that's what these churches are wanting to do, then, you know, then they need to know that they're not protected as our church. Some have indicated a willingness to bring up their involvement as a church to the standards of Aqaba, which would obviously include ceremony and a lot of other components besides just selling things in a store. We're willing to sit down with them and try to work with them and see what we can do, because, like I said, we know the importance of members getting access to the sacraments, and this does have to be addressed, and it does have to be regulated within the church. Just we have to do it right, you know, because if we don't, then everybody's going to end up at a loss. But if we can do it right, you know, then we can make this a success, and we can show by example to the world how to properly treat the sacraments.
Hey, Joy, what I'll do is I'll take what you just said, and I'm going to make a special program, so
okay.
It looks a little different. But, hey, thanks for the information, and we'll get with you a little bit later, okay?
All righty, Blue Water. Thank you again for your time and for giving me the opportunity to get this information out.
You bet, you bet.
Hi, friends. This is Will Bluewater. If you have been listening to our program for long, then you know that Mark the Badger Borcherding does a Mayan birth reading for each of our interview guests. Mark suggested that he give away a free reading for each donation of $20 or more to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a ministry of Aqaba Native American Church, or the White Roots of Peace. So please support Prophecy Keepers Radio by making your free will offering at nativeamericanchurch.us, and you'll receive this gift reading. If you choose to make a recurring donation, once you've received your own reading, you can give readings away as free gifts. So why not head over to nativeamericanchurch.us and make an offering right now. Hope to be talking with you soon. Bye now.
Friends, this is Will Blue Otter, encouraging you to obtain an authorized participant or AP card and become a federally recognized Native religious practitioner. Presently, Oklahoma Native American Church is the only Native American church spiritually blessed by the Rosebud Reservation Native American Church and has a certificate of existence in the state of Utah that is authorized to worship on or off tribal grounds and has met the standard of sincerity and vow of poverty standards in the state of Utah and federal courts. This card is designed to assist all people regardless of their racial makeup, political affiliation, social and or financial status, and receiving their constitutional rights. This card is also designed to assist United States judicial officials to honor their solemn oath to protect and exercise the principles of the United States Constitution while carrying out their duty and serving their fellow citizens. To join the movement that is strengthening and exercising the principles of the United States Constitution, please obtain your AP card by visiting NativeAmericanChurch.us today.
Dry ground, sagebrush and mesquite and chaparral around, out away's a big dust devil moving on its way. I guess they're never still. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many. The high grass and the cedar, the mighty oak and the tiny flower, the sandstone in the valley, mountains high and running streams. In a sacred manner